prison for California woman who groomed, lured young boys to her home for sex. The Aegis Alliance. A woman, age 35, recently admitted her guilt in the sexual assault and statutory rape of underage boys and will serve a nearly 10-year sentence behind bars. The Oakley Police Department became aware of the accusations against Jennifer DiCarlo in March of 2022 and promptly initiated an investigation. The Contra Costa County District Attorney's Office stated that initially, there was only one reported victim, however, upon further investigation, two additional victims were identified. The authorities reportedly discovered, through evidence obtained from social media, that DiCarlo had manipulated the young boys and enticed them to come to her residence with the intention of performing illicit acts on them. According to the police, Jennifer DiCarlo's victims ranged in age from 13 to 16 years old, and she had come into contact with them through connections such as family members, friends, or individuals she was acquainted with. The sexual assaults are believed to have taken place between January and March of 2022. In other news, Orange County, California water polo coach gets prison sentence for sexually assaulting 19 girls. Jennifer DiCarlo was taken into custody on May 11, 2022, and her bail was set at a sum exceeding $1 million. The district attorney's office declared on February 3 that DiCarlo had entered a guilty plea to two charges of engaging in inappropriate behavior with a minor, two charges of statutory rape, and one charge of arranging to meet a minor for immoral purposes. As a result, she was sentenced to a term of 7 years and 8 months in state prison. Upon completion of her sentence, she will be required to serve a period of parole and will be registered as a sexual offender for the remainder of her life. Deputy District Attorney Chris Sanso expressed in a statement, "Given the nature of the charges, there is nothing that can be done to restore the innocence Jennifer DiCarlo stole from these boys." Sanso added, "However, we are satisfied knowing that she will serve a significant prison sentence, followed by a requirement that she register as a sex offender for the rest of her life." Jeffrey Childers, The Aegis Alliance. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 4.0 International License.